Welcome. Welcome, curious souls, to the Macabre Emporium, your sanctuary for the unusual, the mysterious, and the appalling.
Step through our cryptic doorway into a world where secrets whisper and enigmas come to life.
I'm David.
And I'm Sarah.
Together, we're your custodians of the macabre, guiding you through tales that defy the ordinary.
Discover the untold stories, from lesser-known cases of true crime to the bizarre events that captivate us.
Join us on a journey to the shadows where the mainstream fades and the extraordinary beckons.
So whether you seek the bizarre, the eerie, or the chillingly obscure,
you're in for a treat here at Macabre Emporium.
Welcome back to Macabre Emporium. This is episode 93.
And if you might have found our cards in a catnip store or saw my shirt on this past Saturday, welcome!
Welcome!
Yes, we went to a catnip store.
We did.
Yep. And then we also, but before that, we went to an event, a fundraiser for Sarah's favorite bookstore on the planet.
My favorite.
To help them raise funds on getting their new location open in Charlotte, Michigan.
Not Charlotte like I thought it was.
I'm sure your brain did the same exact thing as mine always did. You see that C-H-A-R-L, and then just skip, just assume the rest is, you know, Charlotte, like Charlotte, North or South Carolina, I forget which
Charlotte's
state.
Web.
Yeah. Is anything like that? But no, apparently we learned it's actually pronounced Charlotte, and we're not going to argue with the Eaton County Historical Museum's director on how it's pronounced. So,
and even on the way up, GPS was like, it said something with Charlotte, and I'm like, they said Charlotte because they always fuck up,
right?
A road name,
right? Like the town
where we're going,
like the town that my parents grew up in, LaGrange, but then again, I did screenshot that. It was actually a typo on that, too.
Oh.
So, but it has been fixed since then. So we had planned on talking about the ghost hunt portion for this week, but unfortunately,
the ghost hunt didn't happen the way that we thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be like the other two that we've gone on to, and this seems to be also turning into the year of the ghost for us so far, which we'll get into that later.
Yeah. Yeah. Chug it. Chug it.
Yeah. Chug that and then fucking just let it rip on Mike. Okay. So. So this episode was going to be focusing on our experience with the ghost hunt, but unfortunately we did not realize that the ghost hunt was going to be before the true crime trivia and the stories that the lady that owns a bookstore told everybody. And then the story the director of the museum told, we assumed that it was going to be like lights out, you know, for a couple hours,
you know,
like the other two we've been on.
Yeah. But it didn't happen that way.
No, we still got a little bit because we did walk around through the, you know, different sections and like, And I did turn on the Ghosttube Vox app that I have on my phone that I learned about from the staff of the Bell Mansion. They highly recommend the Ghosttube brand apps or Necrophonics, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. You've said that word to me before, so.
Those, they have recommended those apps. That was back, you know, while we're still learning. But when we're still greenhorns, really, I mean, you know, super greenhorns, we still are now.
Yeah.
But on those. But we did get some interesting responses. We did see a lot of cool stuff, too.
Yeah, we did. Very cool stuff. Things that we have never seen. Right. I've never seen the things in the one area that we were in. The cult area, never seen any of that shit.
What she means by cult area, there was one room dedicated to the Freemasons area.
It's definitely culty looking shit. Right.
Yes, they have always had that. But they're so secretive about everything they do behind closed doors. It's why it was like, oh, they're the New World Order and stuff like that. You know?
I don't know. Those high back chairs and the altar that they have that you kneel at, like, that's pretty, culty shit.
I know. But we saw a lot of old medical stuff, which we would always catches our interest.
Yes.
So to get to, before you get to the cult room, as Sarah has called it, where the Freemason stuff was, you had to walk through one room that had a bunch of old medical equipment in it. Like it had a gurney and a case full of like instruments, like bone saws, forceps, all, you know, all the typical run-of-the-mill medical equipment you see in those in museum type places. But there was one corner specific to the Charlotte Sanatorium, which had like electroshock therapy, a tub that was used for probably like ice baths if you ever watched Nurse Ratched.
Yeah.
And then like a box, I guess, would be like for like a full body sauna thing, which I'm sure they use that there. That was part of the sanatorium, whatever other use, but who knows, that could be in a whole other episode on.
Oh yeah.
Sanatorium treatments, because, you know, it fits Macabre Emporium, because none of that stuff's used anymore.
None of it.
Because of advances in modern medicine. But so I get this inkling to get my phone out, because I have apps that were recommended by the staff at the Bell Mansion when we went there for our very first investigation ever. And I get out the Ghost Fox app, which acts like a spirit portal.
Mm-hmm.
Because it works like a spirit portal. Spirit portals are basically like a spirit box without the background hissing, all the extra noise.
It's the one that like tells you the words, like you see the word printed on the screen.
No, that would be a different app.
Okay.
This is like the without that.
All I see is that fucking video where they're parodying, you know. What's a stupid name?
Zach Bagans.
Zach Bagelbites.
As yes. The ladies of Little Big Grim would call him on their show.
They're
when
holding,
still
a, what was it, a can of tuna?
A can of tuna or a can of cat food, I don't remember, and they're just making the noise.
Dude, that was the funniest shit ever. Anyway, sorry.
So I get the Ghost Fox app going on my phone, but usually when I've used the Ghost Fox app, since it does have a camera on it, and to eliminate the possibility of AI scanning a room in the app, I'm not sure, 100% sure if that's in the app, but just to rule that possibility out, I put my phone face down in this bathtub. Then I turn it on because now the camera can't see anything, so it has nothing to quote-unquote scan the room, we'll say, to trigger responses. So it's going through its calibration phase of it, and then maybe not even a minute later, we hear water or in water or something similar to that. I don't remember. That was a couple days ago now.
Definitely heard water.
Yeah. Well, the word water came out very clearly.
Because I was walking away-ish, kind of. And I was like, did that say water?
Right.
You were like, yeah, it said water.
So, and then after that, it's like, it's too bright. And so with this building, it was a courthouse built in the late 19th century. So it doesn't have like standard curtains. It has great big indoor shutters that they move the slats up and down on. So the sunbeams are still coming through. And then it's like, Sarah asked, did it say it's too bright? And I was like, yes. And she's thinking it's that, but it's like the light is too bright. What Sarah doesn't realize is she's standing in front of a giant floor lamp that like they would use for like interrogations, that I'm sure was used in the sanatorium for some kind of quote unquote treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah's completely oblivious to the fact that she's standing in front of this lamp right now.
Yeah.
And she questions me, is it the light coming through the curtains? I'm like, no, turn around.
Yeah.
And then she turns around and then she sees this floor lamp standing there over this chair that has the box for electroshock therapy. Sitting next to it, they explain all that.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I didn't say anything, but I felt literally from butt crack to neck, like just a zing straight up my spine.
And if you remember from the Bell Mansion episode, that was the time her butthole sealed itself shut.
Yep.
So then we wandered out of that room into the next room outside across the hall. There was a giant polar bear taxidermy, which that was interesting to see. And
that thing was massive.
Yeah.
But before we get to that next room.
Still in a boop at snoot, though.
A boop at snoot.
A live one.
There's the end of David. No, but like the medical stuff that they had in there.
Right.
Like they had a severely old wheelchair in there. Did you see it?
Yeah, I probably remember seeing it, but pay no mind to it.
It like just the advances and stuff like that is huge.
Like, I wouldn't pay attention to something like that, but you would because of the line of work here.
Right. But just the advances in something as simple as that.
Right.
Like a chair with wheels.
Right.
Is huge compared to what it was then to what, you know, we have now.
I don't remember how it looked. Was it one of the old ones where it was like the three wheels with one wheel in the back, the two big wheels in front?
Or no. Okay. No. No. It had a high, like a high arched back on it, and it had the two big wheels.
Right.
But that was kind of it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like I said, I didn't pay no mind to it, but you're going to notice things were like that.
Yeah. It was very unique looking.
I'm sure if we go on their Facebook page, if look through enough of their pictures, we'll find one of it.
Oh, I'm sure. But yeah, Beyond the Bear.
Beyond the Bear.
And the gigantic fucking bullhead that was right next to it.
I didn't see that because I saw the polar bear. I was like, holy shit, the little things are fucking huge.
It wasn't a polar bear.
Yes, it was. That bear was white.
That bear was brown.
It looked white. It was probably brown from age.
Oh, that was a brown bear, babe.
Was it? Okay. Yeah. I swear it was a taxidermied polar bear.
No, yeah. So the bear was standing there, and then there was like a cabinet type mm-hmm. thing on the side. The bullhead was like
right
there, and it was massive.
Right. Like, there's a lot of stuff in this place. And like, I guess you could say this almost could be like the Macabre Emporium. It was an actual physical building at this point, just the way how everything was and the things that they had in there.
Just some obscure random shit in with like cool history.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they had mammoth bones in there, like a whole bunch of them.
David almost knocked one over. Or it almost knocked him over.
I don't know. Who knows? I remember you saying something about almost walking into it.
Like, yeah.
I assumed it when I felt something under my foot or bumped into it.
Under his foot. It was a fucking mammoth hip. It was a mammoth hip bone. I felt something under my foot.
Well, it was there's people milling about looking at everything. So my first thought was I either bumped into one of the cases or somebody behind me. Not a mammoth hip bone like she's saying.
It was just a prehistoric beast bone. No biggie.
Right. I mean, they're not too concerned about it being people stepping on it.
If it's out of a case and just sitting like on the floor. Yeah.
That's not something somebody's going to run off with, like vertebrae section, like. Those pieces were like the size of my damn head.
Fair. Yeah, those massive.
Like, you'd think they'd be the size of an elephant. No, they're way bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. They're huge.
Why don't they take you up the Field Museum one of these times so you can see some full-on dinosaur bones? And
I feel like...
constructed.
I've never seen dinosaur bone, like, put together bones.
Right.
I don't think.
And all, well, then we'll have to go out there because they have one of the most complete fossil of a T-Rex there at like 90-some%.
Oh, my family.
I wasn't going there with it, but okay. I didn't put two and two together. I was just putting that out there because I know they have one of the most complete dinosaur skeletons there on display.
Hmm. That'd be interesting to see.
Like, not just the replica. Well, if I remember correctly, they are replicas of the actual bones, but... Uh-huh. It's like the most complete skeleton they have ever found. At like 93% or something like that.
So it's basically in the full ass thing.
Yeah, like it's like 90, it's like the percentage of the bones that they found that are good is like in the 90% range, if I remember correctly.
That's crazy. Even if it's a replica, like they still have the original bones to make the replica.
Right.
Crazy. Still want to go to the aquarium.
I know you do. I still want to take you there.
I know.
Unfortunately, the Caribbean tank that I wanted you to see is no longer there.
Caribbean tank?
Mm-hmm. The coral reef tank. It was, because of its age, there it was more maintenance than it was worth keeping, unfortunately. Which really sucks. Because I've shown you pictures of it, and it's like, it's still said that even seeing pictures in the 4K video is not the same as seeing it in person.
No, I'll never get to.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry we weren't financially set back then to do it. And then when we're able to, they've replaced it with this half coral reef, half Great Lakes fucking walkthrough fucking thing, which I don't get. It's fucking.
It's okay.
Weird. I know.
It'll still be cool either way whenever we get there.
I know. But, so after the little hallway space where this bear and this bullhead is that apparently I missed.
Yeah.
There's a room full of all World War I, II, like all military conflicts that Eaton County has been involved with. Like there's M1 Garands, there's German bayonets. a Nazi banner that was a spoils of war, a piece of a German bomber that was a spoil of war, just various uniforms and whatnot. That's and all everything that has been donated from what the museum director said.
Yep.
So, you know, you had that generational energy with it, you know.
Yep. And so. I'm sure if it's been handed down and then donated to the museum, mm-hmm. it's probably been in action, seen action, right. and then it's got that energy attached to it too.
Right. Well, like, I looked at the M1 Garand rifle for a minute. It looked pretty, I'm going to use the term new, so it probably could have just been a surplus one. Like, it didn't have any wear and tear on it, like battle-worn wear on it or anything that I can notice.
Yeah.
So that's probably just a surplus one or a very good museum replica that they have.
Yeah.
But who knows? But the bayonet they had, it look had some, like, roughness to it and whatnot, so it could have been seen combat as well too.
Yeah,
that would have been the other room that we would have spent some time in.
Yeah, but that banner to see to see that was nuts. I never thought I'd see something like that in my lifetime.
Like, this isn't like a replica banner, this is like a legitimate Nazi banner with swastika and all on it.
Yeah,
like there was even a placard about the family that said that it was about being kept anonymous or something. Because they had it and they don't want to be known, but they wanted to go somewhere, I mean, straight to the trash, but they realize that, you know, what it is. Oh, I know they know what it is, but, you know, that it should probably be somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, things are not forgotten, basically. Same with the piece from the German bomber, too, that had a swastika on it.
Yeah.
But the banner, the size of that thing, I'm curious on how the hell they got that back home. I mean, back in
without
the
it being found, yeah.
Right.
Because that thing was
pretty big. So, like, huge. Most of these rooms of this courthouse that this museum sits in, there's probably, like, 10, 12-foot tall ceilings.
Not more.
Right. And this banner was from floor to ceiling and still crumpled, pushed up in a corner.
I'd say that thing had to be at least, at least 15 feet.
Right. I should have asked the museum director about how big that really was.
Yeah.
Because it just said Nazi banner, didn't specify where it came from. The family probably didn't know where it came from. They just opened it up and was like, hey, this is red, white, and black, and this has got some really distinct edges in this black part of it.
Uh-huh.
And then they probably laid it out and they're like, holy shit.
These angles are not great.
What did Grandpa bring home?
Right.
Right. Well, that was a different time when they brought that shit home, but still.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Grandpa's uniform was green.
Hopefully. You never know, though.
Right. Well, I hope that Grandpa's uniform was, you know, the OD green, olive green, but anyhow. So Sarah dared me to touch it, and I'm like, absolutely fucking not, because I'm not going to allow me to connect to that much hate on that kind of a level. As much as I wanted to, out of curiosity to see what happened, that was one of my times I said to my curiosity, no. Because, you know, I touched the safe at the Bass Township Museum out of curiosity because it was an artifact that was in the building at the time that bombing happened. So I wanted to see what would happen with that. But that, no.
And I didn't dare you.
I know.
I just said.
I was trying to add some spice into
this. I just said, touch it. Touch it. And
just touch it. No,
you said, I'm not sure about that. So I said, if you're unsure, that makes me super unsure. So don't touch it.
Right.
And you didn't. And then my ass walks out and he's like, oh, I touched it.
Yeah. For about half a second, because it's like, no, I'm not going to fucking do this.
Yeah.
I mean, even though for as old as it is, it honestly shouldn't be out to where people can touch it.
Right.
Because even though you have the curiosity of people like me, then you're also going to get those people that come in there and see that, and they're going to actually do damage to it.
Yeah.
Yes. Do we want to see it destroyed? Yes, but no at the same time.
Heavy on the yes.
Right. But I also, like I said, we don't want to see anything happen to it just because of its significance in world history, so people can actually see that shit. You know, I mean, it's one of those double-edged sword things. Yes, but no.
Like, yes, I would love to see it destroyed.
Yep, let's go burn this thing out on the fucking street right now.
If we want it to be preserved for history, like, send that shit back. Well, let them preserve it. That's their history.
And well, that's the thing. It's still part of, it's a World War history. It's
I know.
But let's not get stuck on that because we still got more stuff to talk about.
Yes, sir. The children's classroom was creeping me as soon as we walked in.
Yep. Yeah, there's some old timey Halloween stuff in the corner. That was, guesser's attention. Cool as fuck. The creepiness went away.
Cool as fuck. It was like old paper mache. Yeah. Like there was a mask. Was it like a cat mask?
Did
you take a picture of it?
I'm pretty sure I did. So let's see what it is. So it was like some like the old glasses with the plastic nose on it.
Uh-huh.
A devil's head, a skull, a skeleton, and a pumpkin. And a screen print party hat. Like the cone party hat.
Uh-huh.
With the witch on it. Well, here. There's that. So you can see it.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of the skeleton then. But yeah, seeing those old things, are like, those were pretty cool.
Yep.
Then they had a creepy-ass mannequin in the corner that I didn't see until, like, we had already gone through the classroom. But... Right. And they had the thickest, thick, 3 Qs, guys, 3 Qs, thick.
Like, beyond Snickers thick.
It was, this bitch was thick. Thickest dictionary I have ever seen in my life.
So we're like talking like comically thick book.
It
had
like
to be
what
good.
Can you even compare it to? Like when you buy a new pair of shoes, like if you stand the box up,
right,
it might be thicker than that.
Right. So like we know a lot of people that listen to us either at work or driving. So if you got like your standard size, like 16-ounce water bottle from like Ice Mountain or whatever brand of water, they all use that same 16-ounce fluids because it's, you know, 2 servings or whatever.
Yeah.
This dictionary was probably as tall as that bottle of water.
Yeah.
In its thickness. It's like, holy crap.
Like massive. Ginger says hello, everybody. Hello.
Come on, get in here. Because this is a Between Two Skeletons Off the Record episode. Because I know there's some people that love to hear you. I'm not ready.
Come
to
on.
Pause you because you won't shut up.
Between two skeletons and one loud-ass pussy.
Between two skeletons and one loud-ass old cranky bitch.
Hi, Ginger Minge.
But in most of the other rooms, there was like just, you know, your typical other stuff you see in county museums about how life was and whatnot. But seeing the old time voting, automatic voting machine.
That was cool.
Right.
I've never seen, I don't think,
nothing
like that.
No.
And that was pretty cool. The slippers were fucking hideous.
Right. Because a couple months before this, there was a resale store that we went, not resale, I'm not going to say resale store, a flea market we went to that had a phone, like, a touch tone phone from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago from, I think it was, 1996 on it. And I made the comment, oh, hey, this will go with that weird ass phone that I got because it's the same time period, because it was George and Barbara Bush as slippers, like character type faces on the slippers. Like, why would you want those in the first place?
If any of you remember the Genesis video.
Yes. Yep. There you go.
Oh, God, what was the name of it?
Land of Confusion.
Land of Confusion. When you saw him and her, like, that is how cartoony they looked on these slippers. Yeah. I turned around, I was like, God, these are hideous.
Right, and then I get my phone, I was like, oh, that goes with that phone that I found at that store.
Yeah, wow, we just aged ourselves.
Yeah. Hey, if we had a landline, I probably would have bought that damn phone just because it was so weird. Well, not weird. It was just unique because it was all whites and the receiver was like blue or red.
Yeah.
And the cord with it said DNC 96 on it or whatever. It's just, I'd never seen something like that before. And it would just be like, regardless of political beliefs or whatever.
Nobody else. You couldn't go into anybody else's house and see that.
Say
shit.
You have that.
No.
And, you know, I did look to see if there was a spot for the wiretap to go. I couldn't find it.
The wiretap. What else did we see in there?
There was an old postal carriage, a bunch of fans.
Oh, I don't know if
you probably didn't see all the fans because that was in the back of the courtroom, which that building.
I did see all the fans.
And building in that courtroom itself was just absolutely beautiful, and how well kept it's been.
Yes. Yeah, the courtroom. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were in there when the lady from the court, from the museum was talking.
Mm-hmm.
The statue that's on the top of the court, well, the museum.
Yeah.
There's an actual painted picture of that statue.
Right.
In the back of the courtroom.
Oh, yeah. I was in there when she talked about that.
Yeah. It's like that it's actually like 15.
10 or 15 feet.
Yeah. 10 or 15 feet tall. And then all these little kids come up and are like, she's so tiny. Why is she up there? And then they go and stand by that picture. Like, that's how tall it really is. It just looks tiny because it's way up there. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. And you didn't hear that conversation. She was talking to somebody over about, like, I guess there's like a good share of that back wall. There's actually a honeycomb, like a bee's nest in there, and they can't get them out of the wall.
Oh, that. Most of the, you told me that.
Yeah. Like yeah. They're doing damage. I don't know if you saw the damage in the ceiling, but the damage from that's from the bees.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because they are basically stuck. Like, they've tried to get the bees out, but I'm guessing with the age of the building, they have to be extremely careful about and going to get them out.
Yeah.
She said they have consulted multiple beekeepers about it, and the hive is stuck. There's a specific term with that, and I forget what it's called.
Dang.
Like, she said they have a box up there that it's being estimated to take care of them all out. The problem is they have to get the queen out to get them to go to the box.
Yep.
That's
and
the
that's going to be a bitch.
Yep.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that is it's spring. It's going to warm up. They're going to start going out, and then that hive is going to get even bigger.
Yep. Dang.
And, of course, that building is probably not on a historical landmark registry, so it's going to be extremely difficult and expensive, and the money they probably don't have to get them out that way. Right, opening the building up to take the hive out to find the queen. But depending, as big as she was saying it was like a good share of that wall. Good luck finding it.
Yeah. I don't know, though. They're making improvements on the building. I heard them talking, saying that they're putting an elevator in.
Yep.
So.
It's in a donation box for that. I thought I was going to drop some money in a tube, and I forgot to.
That'll make it easier.
All right. So, with my comment earlier about Year of the Ghosts, is this turning into
ghosts? Oh, let's talk about the things at the... Oh. Let's talk about the silent auction, and then we could talk about trivia and what happened during the silent auction.
Right.
Or during the trivia.
Right.
There were some things that were up for auction that you could, you know, kind of walk around and look at. And if you were interested in, you know, bidding on it, you would sign your name, your telephone number, and then put your bid down.
Yep.
And each of them had a different starting bid and different increment for, like, you know, each bid. So they had a set of, like, you could tell they were handmade, like, wool baskets.
Yep.
Which were really pretty. There was, I believe it was a handmade notebook and pen set. I could be wrong. I didn't get a very good look at it, but it looked very eerie and creepy.
There was one lady there from this
Spood Crew.
Yep. She was giving away a jumping spider. It was actually kind of cute.
It was the little terrarium thing that it was in was so cute.
And you didn't actually all the look little the plants. Spider. Yeah.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay. I didn't look at it.
Yeah. But the little house that it was in had little tiny plants and the cutest little light on there. And it was. I wanted to bid on it, but I saw all the people signing up for it, and I was like, nope, that's going to go for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, what else? I believe some autographed books from Deadtime Stories themselves.
Which I think we already have all of our books for signed already.
No, these were books from other authors.
Yeah, from Angeline Bolley and John Green.
Uh-huh. And then... There was, help me remember.
So, like, there was, like, a grab bag from Dead Time Stories. Like, a tote bag and some bunch of stickers and I think, like, a sweatshirt of the two cats. I can't remember, Hendrix and Morrison, I think. Uh-huh. Because there's a store that keeps making stickers for all this goofy crap that happens on the internet, like me accusing being of an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Because the guy didn't take the 2 seconds to notice that she was sharing a weather screen report. Uh-huh. Just be like, hey, you know, come get some books for the weather turns bad. And it's like, oh, you're fear-mongering, blah, 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 blah. It's like, you know, this is for a bookstore. And he, like, Facebook stalked me about, it's like, oh.
Are you drunk?
Yeah, not very becoming a man that attended just, you know, a community college, whatever. It's like, dude, you don't even know me. It's been like almost a year since I've had anything, but anyhow. And then they had 2 tickets for a different event that they were having there, an upcoming event they were having at the museum. Mm-hmm. Like a murder mystery, I think is what the director said it was.
Yes.
And then there was an empty terrarium for spiders. No spider included mm-hmm. with it. And then from another company called Dudley Designs, like a standard 9x13 casserole dish with some glass etching stuff on the bottom of it, which I don't remember what it says. Can't see what it says in the picture.
It was cute, though. I remember seeing it.
And a couple different crystals as well.
And then there was a haunt, like a Halloween haunt that I believe gave a bunch of merchandise mm-hmm. to go up for auction.
Yep, like a golden Jason Voorhees mask, some hats, some stickers. But, you know, we're not interested in those kind of haunted houses.
No.
But the other item that was also up for auction was a private paranormal investigation for the Stimson Hospital.
And then...
that was the end of the list of the stuff.
Right, and then... And then they had, it was like a gift basket of, there was like a notebook and.
Like 2 different cups in it.
2 different cups. Like a, what do you call the, a tumbler.
Yeah. Like
there was a tumbler cup and then a glass, not a mug.
No, it was like, it was supposed to be like, you know, there was the, for a minute there, everybody was doing the mason jar trend thing. And I think that's basically what it was supposed to be.
It's, yeah. And then. It had like a metal bookmark in there, just like a book themed right. like kind a, of gift basket.
Yeah, like the book, I guess, was some type of journal of some sort.
Yeah. So you got to walk around, kind of look at all these items to bid on. You were able to do like walk all 3 floors while doing a scavenger hunt for these items that,
right.
you know, you could look at their Facebook and. You know, by clues, kind of figure out where they were right. throughout the building. And you were to take pictures and you had a chance to win a gift card to Dead Time Stories. And then they kind of corralled everybody up to the right. 3rd floor for true crime and horror trivia.
But the funny thing is about the scavenger hunt, it seemed like everybody we talked to or was looking for stuff because, you know, we're just doing this for fun. We're getting somebody's looking. Hey, yeah, it's over there, you know.
Yeah.
And the one thing it seemed like everybody had a hard time finding was the grease paint tin.
When I walked in, I'm like, it's over there by the window.
And if I remember right, the lady from Dead Time Story even said, just like, she even had a hard time finding it. She said had her sons go take pictures of the objects to for the scavenger hunt. And that was one thing they picked. And she's like, she had even a hard time finding it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a small little thing. I was expecting like a pallet of
right
paints.
When it's like grease, when it grease paints, yeah, it was something bigger than that.
Not a tiny little green container like that said grease paints.
Like the size of the 24 pack of Crayola crayons.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not a tiny little metal box.
Yeah.
So we're sitting up in the courtroom, which is literally the courtroom.
So yeah.
And this woman starts doing the trivia. Mm-hmm. As people start coming in, she starts it off with pictures of haunted houses in TV shows or movies.
Yep.
And we got all of them right, but one.
One of them, she was like, not even sure if I knew I was right. And I'm like, that's what it is. Put it down anyway.
Yeah, I didn't know. And the only one that we didn't get right.
But hold on. Before we go any further. Okay. I'm going to say this right now. My collection of useless knowledge, I kept on joking and joking about it. It's going to pay off one day. It's going to pay off one day. And it finally did this night. But continue.
Okay. So There was only one that we didn't know, and it's because it's a show on Netflix that I have not watched. David has not watched it. We didn't know it.
Right.
But,
and well, also to be fair, the way that the image came up, it looked like it was a much older screen grab than 4K. Which, yes, granted that you can do that with editing effects and whatnot, but still. Yeah. That's what threw me off.
And she, when she came around the second time to show it to us, she was like, this is a recent picture.
I'm that
like,
resolution what? Is telling me that's potato. You're lying.
That's potato. Yeah. And the, like, one of them was the murder house from American Horror Story.
Right.
And I saw it like out of the corner of my eye when she was showing the other side of the room. Yep, so and I wrote it down. And was like, I already know what it is. I already know. David's like, what is it? I was like, you'll know it when you see it.
Yep. And I did as soon as she showed it to us.
Yeah. But
the one that she showed, the very first one, that surprised me that you didn't know that. The Poltergeist House.
I'd only seen that movie like one time.
I've only ever seen bits and pieces of it. And I knew that was the Poltergeist House. But anyway. But that last one, though,
if
you didn't know that last one, why the fuck are you at this event?
So I was like, if you don't know this last one, like, who am I with? It was the Beetlejuice house, by the way.
Right.
But then there was the next, I don't remember what the next category was.
It was the serial killer dating profile one.
Oh, yeah. And how stupid were we for not getting that the first one was the actual dating show.
No, it wasn't. That was a whole other category. The very first one was Ted Bundy.
No, well, you said the dating show profiles.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're not their dating show profiles. The dating profiles is how she worded it.
Okay, yeah. Anyways, so there was that category. And then there was like actresses or actors that played this character in this show or this movie.
So let's stop there for a second. So after the second category, it's like she's giving out the clues. And I'm like, it's Ted Bundy. It's this one. It's this one. There's only one in there that I wasn't too sure of. But she was also like, wait, she was pretty relaxed in rules. She wasn't looking for specific names. Like, it wouldn't have to be the real name. It was either the real name or their name that they'd gone by. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know the guy's real name. I just know his name, his actual other given name, because it's so recent. That was the Long Island Killer, because I was using the clues of what she was saying to figure out who that one was.
Yeah.
It was like talking about this park, works in Manhattan. Okay. Only serial killer that I know of is the Long Island Killer. From the city of New York, I should say, not the state. That was the only one I knew off the top of my head, except for the other one that did come up as an answer, which was David Berkowitz, which I almost didn't get. Then she made the comment about playing with the neighbor's dog. And then when she said it the second time with all the other clues, it's something just clicked in my fucking head, because then I remembered David Berkowitz worked at the post office. He drove a Ford Galaxy. But the comment about the dog is what made it all click in my head, and I knew who it was. I was like, oh, fuck, it's the one of the big six in this list.
And the fucked up part is that you said Berkowitz, and I'm like, what is his first name? Daisy.
No, it's David.
Daisy Berkowitz from Marilyn Manson. I was like, the fuck is his first name? Like, I couldn't get the Marilyn Manson name out of my head.
Right. So then there was, like, the book category part. That's the part we fucking tanked on. Because, like, going into that after that second round, we're like, fuck yeah, we got this shit in a fucking bag. And then she's like, oh, hey, here's a bunch of shit in books. Like, okay, we're all right. We got Sarah. She reads books.
Nope. Nothing. I got nothing.
Not a single fucking one.
Got nothing.
Because the first question came out was about an HBO drama, which... we don't have HBO.
And that, it wasn't just books. It was books and magazines. Like, what true crime book was based on, or what HBO show was based on a true crime, the first true crime magazine? I don't fucking know. We don't have HBO.
Right. And then the one book that was the threat from the Golden State Killer, the only threat that I could come off of was like, if I hear a single noise, I'll come out here and kill you. I was like, that's too long for a book title. Nobody's going to publish that. Because, you know, he stacked plates on the backs of the husbands. So if he could hear that shit move,
yeah,
you know, that's when he be alerted. That was the only thing I could come up with for Golden State Killer as a threat. But
yeah, in the middle of us doing trivia, I get a text. And it's like, congratulations, you have won your auction. Please come downstairs. I won the thing I was bidding on, which was the smut book gift set with the two cups and the metal bookmark and the tote bag. Yep, and
it was a very fitting thing for Sarah to win because the one cup says something about I dust my shelves, but my books remain dirty or something like that.
Yes. And then, yeah. So David, being the awesome boyfriend that he is, because my legs were on fire from going up and downstairs, he went down and paid for mine, took it out to the truck, and then ran back upstairs.
Which was also a bad thing because in the middle of me doing that, it was the music trivia, wasn't it?
And I only missed two questions on that.
But
you would have known one of them.
True.
The first one was a fucking Taylor Swift song. Neither one of us knew that.
Which... the owner of the Dead Time Stories bookstore, she's a huge Taylor Swift fan, so that, I'm sure that's why that was thrown
that in there. That is why that was thrown in there, because apparently she had asked the lady doing trivia to throw something Taylor Swift in there. No offense to the Taylor Swift fans.
Yep, we don't need Swifties to come burning down the house.
But, yeah, I wouldn't have known the Taylor Swift, nothing.
I wouldn't have either.
But the second one was an AC/DC question, and I internally looked at my asshole, because my eyes rolled real bad. The third question for the music one was, what was the song by PJ Harvey, or what was the song called by PJ Harvey where she's talking about drowning her daughter in the water, or in a lake, or in a river? Do you know?
No, because I don't ever listen to PJ Harvey.
Down by the Water.
I'm sure I've heard you play the song at least once.
I guarantee you've heard the song.
I'll have to go listen to it later.
And then... I forget what the fourth one was. I think you were back by then, though. Oh, it was what was the, or Talking Heads did a song where they say a French line that says like the title in French, Psycho Killer. That's what it was. And I knew it.
Right.
So there was, yeah.
And there was the actors category, whatnot. Yeah. There was actors, one that you weren't.
Actresses.
Yeah, one that you thought was a woman when it wasn't, because there's.
I thought she had said Connie Britton. That's why I was like, "There's no way she played him."
She said Cameron.
There was only
one season of Mindhunter at that point, so that meant the answer was good old Ed Mother Kemper.
That's why I told you. Okay, what was his name? Because I could have swore I heard Connie Britton, which would have been the redhead from American Horror Story.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, and at that point, David gets a text on his phone
because
he won the auction that he had been bidding on.
Which has now officially made the year 2025 for Macabre Emporium the year of the ghost. So at this point of the time we recorded this episode, we've only had one more paranormal investigation lined up. Some of you guys already know because we can't keep secrets from you guys because you've been around here since day one.
Right.
And then I won a private investigation, the Stimson Hospital in Eaton Rapids, Michigan.
And we're going to see Ghost.
Yep. So, yeah.
At the end of July.
And there's still a whole lot of year left, so who knows what investigations might pop up too that might find out about.
Yes.
Because I got a whole box of stuff that's itching to get used again. Plus some new stuff.
Plus some stuff he was looking at today that he was wanting to purchase.
Yeah. Because I did find a version of the Boo Buddy, Boo Buddy Jr. that doesn't talk.
Boo Buddy. Well, then what good is he?
It's like basically an EMF detector inside of a bear, which probably be more inviting to child spirits.
Oh, yeah.
It's not all around.
But the talky one would probably still be inviting to child spirits.
True. But not inviting to you.
Not to me, but it isn't about me.
But the interesting thing about winning that silent auction on the private investigation, we had to go meet with Sarah's family earlier for her birthday dinner.
Yay.
That Saturday. And then it takes us through Eaton Rapids and right past the Stimson Hospital on our way to this event. So we saw the building before we even knew we were going to actually be setting foot inside of it.
And if you can imagine the face that goes with, ooh, that's exactly what my face did.
Yeah.
It's.
Which I'm surprised she did that because it's purple.
I don't care. Like that, even just the outside of it, I was like, eesh. That's right. Not that it's ugly.
It's just intimidating to her.
Not even intimidating. It just, it's eerie.
Right.
It looks fucking eerie.
You're in a silent shrug off basically here. Shit. I don't even know if the mics would have picked up that song for that bit to be left in there.
Yeah.
But then after the trivia, which we came in second place.
We did come in second place out of how many teams were playing?
I don't remember how the teams were because I know some people played solo, some people played as a team. I think a majority of the players were teams.
Yeah. There had to be at least 15, 20.
Right.
At least.
Right. And we came in second.
Yeah. Yep. And the chick took the one thing I wanted if we won, but it's okay because I got to pick something that every time I go into Dead Time Stories, I want to buy it and I never have the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it.
And it's just a tumbler cup with their logo on it, which is still cool because it's a little ghost holding the book.
And it's very me.
Mm-hmm. So after we went and all that stuff, the lady that owns the book, Dead Time Stories, and the museum director, they came out. They talked a little bit. They just told some stories about a couple different true crime cases and whatnot. One was about the first woman in the state of Michigan that was put on trial for murder and imprisoned. And then they also, she also talked about the first line of duty death of a police officer in Charlotte, Michigan as well, which was a quite, I was like, this can't be that interesting of a story. But when she started telling, I was like, holy shit. Yeah. Cause it was like, my first thought was, oh, it's probably like just a fucking bank robbery. Given the time that she said it was, It was like, oh, 1930s. This is probably just a bank robbery thing. No, it wasn't completely. It was just a bunch of two dumb idiot criminals.
Yeah.
Pushing their luck and their luck ran out when they shot a police officer, not in uniform.
Yeah.
And whatnot. But they have an event coming up that's based off the one that the museum director talked about with this man by the last name of Beach. I don't remember his first name.
Fitch.
It was an odd first name, but I can't remember what. Yep. Fitch Beach was potentially murdered by poisoning is what they believe. Because she said he was exhumed in the 1950s and whatnot and all this stuff. But that was still quite an interesting story. I was hoping they were going to tell some of the haunted history of the the courthouse, but I think it was just a time and just overwhelming with things going wrong for the lady that owns Dead Time Stories. She was just done. And I think that's probably what happened with it. She's like, I'm ending this. We're going home.
Yeah.
So who knows? There could have been an actual ghost hunt part of it. Who knows? Wasn't. That's okay. We won a private one.
And we still had fun doing what we did there. We got to see new things, see things that we've never seen before.
Yep. So Jen Carpenter of Dead Time Stories, if you happen to be listening to this episode, because I don't know if Sarah is or isn't going to tag you in your store in this to actually give us, hear what we have to say. We had a great time.
We did.
And if you ever do it again, you see us out there with a bunch of ghost stuff, just let us be.
We promise we're not going to do anything stupid.
Nope. We're going to be very respectful of it, but yep. I'm just super excited about that investigation when we go, because it's not a public open one where we're going to have a lot of people with a lot of unknowns.
Yes.
With it, other than the unknowns we're stepping into.
Yes.
Because booking places for private investigations is stupid expensive in some places.
Yeah.
Some of them are surprisingly cheap, giving their notoriety of some building types one that I've looked at.
But we had a really good time.
Yeah.
And so, I know that you said that you would like to go back there and just kind of hang out in some spaces.
Yep. Probably if it's another event type like that where it's open ghost investigation, it's more or less going to be using the apps.
Just hanging out.
Yep. Unless something specific. I don't know about getting Tracer 2 out with a bunch of people walking out.
Yeah, I'd be.
I think I'd leave Tracer 2 alone with that. because I don't need somebody stepping on that box.
Yeah.
Like, the LED strip's protected. I mean, look, I literally stepped on it and it was fucking fine.
Right.
I mean, I stepped on it and it technically bent it.
There's no protection on the box, though.
Yeah. GhostStop.com, if you're listening, make a rubber boot for the Tracer 2 control box. But with all that said, we did have a good time. Hopefully they have another event, something similar to that soon. Take our suggestion that we put on there for having live podcasts.
Live podcast meetups.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I would be interested in going to the other event that she does that they said that they kind of picked, like, Charlotte just adopted.
Oh, the one that was on her shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
I would be interested in going to that.
I thought about looking that up, but I totally forgot about it until now you bring it up.
Uh-huh. Especially knowing that for this year's that they're asking the police to, like, shut down the street.
Right. Because they probably didn't realize how big the event was going to be. Hey, we need more space. No, but
she said this is for something special that they're doing this year.
Well, true.
So.
So, as you can hear, Ginger's telling us it's time to get out of here. So what do you think?
Get out of here. I agree.
So until next time,
remember to creep it real
and stay spooky.
Join our Facebook group by searching Macabre Emporium, like and subscribe on YouTube at Macabre Emporium Podcast, follow us on TikTok at Macabre Emporium Pod, follow us on Twitter at Macabre Emporium. If you have any stories of the paranormal, your local true crime, or weird history that you would like us to look into and possibly do an episode on, email us at macabreemporiumpod@gmail.com. And remember to follow, rate, review, and share whenever and wherever you can to help us grow our podcast.